and begin to see a different world.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight at the crossroads of water cooler buzz, I like to say. And boy, there's a lot of buzz. A lot of it started in Washington, and can't you just feel it across the nation? Will the federal government shut down, and why should you even care? Somebody said to me today, hey, you know what, Kate, why do we care? Why do we care if the federal government shuts down? And I said, well, that's convenient if you have nothing to do with parks, if you don't rely on Social Security checks, if you're not a member of the military, because it's kind of sketchy as to who will be affected as far as veterans are concerned. Certainly VAs, you know, there are VA hospitals. If you ever want to know what it's like to come back from war, and serious war, when you're on the front lines, and maybe you're, you know, somebody's missing a limb, or mentally they've been damaged by some of the horrific things that they've seen and dealt with, like all of their unit being killed before their eyes. And trust me, there are people that can give those descriptions. They can tell you about the horrors of war, in other words. If you go to any VA, look around, talk to some of those people. I've done it. I've done it in Washington, I've done it in Pennsylvania, I've done it in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we can never, in my opinion, do enough to pay back the vet. We really can't. And so to me, to think of any of them being shafted without their medicine, without the things that they need, without the check that they need to get them through the week, so disheartening. Now, on the other side of that, a lot of people think, well, if we can't come up with a budget that works, then forget about it. Let's stick to our guns and shut her down. In other words, Republicans, we mean business. We're going to shut it down. And on one hand, and I was kind of going along with this flow, on one hand, I get it and I understand what the Tea Party's saying because they have a point. If I was running and the Tea Party was supporting me and I was about change that you really can believe in, not change you can count on, change that you really can believe in, then I've said, listen, no more of this spending, spending, spending. We got to make some hard choices. We got to figure out this deficit. We cannot continue to go down this path. Then when I get to Washington, even if I'm only one little old voice, I don't blame the people who elected me for keeping score and keeping tabs on what I'm saying, how I'm voting, and what I'm doing to advance their position when I go to D.C. to represent them. Oh, yeah. I get it. But when you look behind the curtain and you see the other people who fade as a result of it, I don't like that. The other thing, and maybe if it's just a statement thing and you're talking about the government being shut down over the weekend, a little different than if you get deeper into the week. Here's the other problem. Guarantee that Obama, if you're not a fan of the president, guarantee that the president comes out on top in this one. Because he made a surprise appearance in the briefing room on Tuesday. He was trying to work with Republicans over their refusal, what he's saying, to compromise with him on a deal to fund the government. So he met with House Speaker John Boehner, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, so you got your leading Republican, your leading Democrat, and they didn't come up with an agreement. And the president went to the podium urging Boehner to reconsider holding out for further spending cuts, urging this to happen. He comes out on the better end of this deal, trust me. the government shuts down for any length of time and there's some hardship for however many people, ultimately, the president is the guy who said this in frustration. It's time to act like grown-ups. That's a quote. And he accused the Republicans of taking a my way or the highway approach to the debate and said nobody gets 100% of what they want. He also repeated the offer of $33 billion worth of spending cuts, including more in reductions than the original bill that was put out there by the House earlier in the year. Boehner said no way. He didn't take the offer. He said it's not significant enough. The spending reductions aren't significant enough. So the Republicans want the White House and the Senate Dems to move closer to the budget plan they passed back in February, if you remember, which would cut spending levels by about $61 billion. And then fund the government through the end of the current year. But that didn't pass in the Senate. And this is the deal. The Tea Party lawmakers, the people that I just described who were elected by the so-called Tea Party in the House, are pressuring the Speaker of the House to stick to the original plan during the negotiations. Who falls on the sword, though, when it comes to 2012? Mark my words. The president comes out much better the next time around because he's on record. He's saying, act like a grown-up. Listen, we can't have this. What about the... And all these things are being thrown out. Congressman Paul Ryan had plenty to say about the budget. That's his job, after all. Listen to what he had to say, plus Eric Cantor, both Republicans, about the budget and spending too much.
The nation's fiscal trajectory is simply not sustainable. The debt is projected to grow to truly catastrophic levels in the near future, leading to an economic collapse and a diminished future. This is the path to prosperity. This is the budget that we are putting forward today. This represents our choice for our country's future, and it's our commitment to the American people.
We believe that we ought to have a safety net to catch people from slipping through the cracks, to help people when they're down on their luck, and to help people who cannot help themselves. Problem is, our social safety net is fraying at the seams.
The American people understand that we're spending too much money, spending money we don't have. And it's critical that we get our fiscal house in order so that we can begin to grow this economy again.
All right, so growing the economy again. Gee, when do you think we're going to start planting those seeds? Any guesses out there? I mean, this has gotten serious. It's interesting because it looked like there was going to be this compromise. It looked like, okay, maybe now there's going to be a Band-Aid, and we're back to square one all of a sudden. The House, as I said, did initially come up with a pretty big number, but I don't see that number floating. I don't think it's going to work. Let me throw out this number. You get a chance to wield the axe like Congressman Paul Ryan. It's your job to put together this budget. What are you cutting out of it? 800-259-5791 plus space junk.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refi, finance or for first-time homebuyers. Call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? The stock market, real estate, metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Tonight, as promised, I saw an interesting story on space junk. And remember, I talked about, I wouldn't really want to be an astronaut, but I'd want to be the person who got to call the shot, so to speak, in the mothership, for lack of a better way to describe. Whoops, mission control. How do you like those hiccups? Yeah. Mission control. I'd love to be in mission control and be the person that gets to correspond with those that are in space. And in this case, warning them about the junk. Take a listen.
Dimitri, we have a late conjunction with a high drag object. And the latest atmospheric update shows a red probability of collision. It is too late to safely and orderly prepare a maneuver plan, so we will potentially issue a shelter in Soyuz if this object remains a threat.
All right, so how about that? What do you think, Matt? Would you like to be in mission control and warn the astronauts or those that are in space working on the space station or anybody, for that matter, connected to NASA about space junk?
I don't think so. I don't.
You wouldn't too much responsibility?
Yeah, way too much. That's like air traffic controller status, and I don't want to be in charge of doing anything like that.
Come on. Are you kidding? You look at the scope. you turn around to the engineers, and then ultimately you get to take the credit.
Yeah, I just see that seems like a really articulate, and you got to have a lot of patience. I don't have enough patience for that. I'm from the video game generation where we want things now, and you got to do it all in one quick pace.
So you'd be a better drone guy then. If you were going to serve the nation,
right,
it wouldn't be at NASA. It would be in the military if you could be the person who just controlled the drones in the United States somewhere.
I'd be all about that. Plus, I read Ender's Game when I was younger, so I know all about that kind of stuff.
All right, so there's a job you'd want to do, and there's one you wouldn't want to do. I'd love to be the mission control person. And they say a small piece of that space junk drifted close to the International Space Station, so it led NASA to that position where they wanted to warn, as you heard, you could hear it in his voice, the potential need for evacuation. But they now said it's all clear. They told the crew that the debris wasn't a threat after initially warning them to be careful. And one of the astronauts said, his name is Paolo Nespoli. I love what he said. This is a direct quote from him, from Paolo. He says, that means we don't get to jump out tonight. He said they'd been looking forward to getting some pizza. So it looked like they might have had to leave the space station and get into one of those attached capsules. You've seen that. If you have never seen it and you don't know what I'm talking about, just Google space station, International Space Station, and look in the side, you can see the capsule. And that's what they do when they have to evacuate. That's where they go. The debris, by the way, just so you get the full story on this, all our friends in the Space Coast listening to us on WMEL are just laughing. They know, I mean, these people are smart space people. They get it. So they've heard about debris before and junk and whatnot. And plus, that's a patient sort of person. Because when you want to go to a launch, sometimes you could be waiting forever. You don't know because of the weather or other conditions, something that's happened on the launch pad or whatever. But here we're talking about people, astronauts that are already in space. So the debris was about 6 inches in size. And it was from that Chinese satellite that was destroyed in 2007. It was part of a weapons test. See what'll haunt you? Junk. 2007. That's crazy.
There's another place that I don't want to be. Is on a space station, in a space shuttle, the ancillary spacecraft, the sidecar, I don't care what it is. Small spaces, that's got claustrophobia written all over it. And I don't want anything to do with that.
No, you're chicken, that's why.
It's not a thing
you're
about
a
being
chicken.
It's about not liking to be crammed into a cabinet, a file cabinet, basically, for a couple days or however long
they
are.
What if it was to help your nation? What if you were the perfect candidate because your brain matter was just right for this particular job?
I'm not the perfect candidate because I'm the one who's going to get a screw loose because I'm trapped inside this silo, and I'd go crazy. I would not pass the psych evaluation to go up into space.
Now, there's something. We're going to have to do that. You gave me a great idea. One night on the show, we're going to do a psych evaluation. We'll do psych evaluations to each other.
You have all the red flags of me coming up?
I'll get a hold of some. One from the government, one from a couple other organizations, and we'll see. We'll let the listeners play along. We'll see if any of us could actually pass some of these tests. Sometimes they're pretty hard.
I don't know. It sounds like way too much work, and my brain does not function well in the small spaces like that. I'm not one to get locked in an elevator with, I'll tell you that much. I'm going to be trying to get all Bruce Willis on it and jumping through the ceiling of the elevator and trying to climb up somewhere just to not be in that space anymore.
All right, so Matt doesn't like the small, confined spaces. I don't mind. I think I would love to be part of mission control.
If Mila Kunis is in there with me, I'd make it work. But that's about the only way.
Shame, shame, shame. By the way, just last Friday, the space station had to move out of the way of an orbiting remnant from a two-satellite collision to that crashed in 2009. So debris is a serious problem in orbit. when you're colliding and destroying spacecraft, and it travels at 5 miles a second, so damage can be severe even from something that's just inches in size. Decompression, in fact, is at the top of any of the danger lists. So more than, they say more than 12,000 pieces of debris are orbiting Earth, and those are the ones that are big enough to see. So now I think everybody understands what space junk is. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan, would you want to be an astronaut in a confined space?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good for you.
I tried to build my own rocket ship when I was about 7 years old, and I couldn't find any dynamite for propellant. I searched for it, but I could not find none. I searched all the mines in Pioneer Town, California.
Good for you. So you like space things.
Oh, yeah. I had my own rocket ship made out of an old water heater, and I had a turkey feeder funneled for a cone for the top of it, and I had a place to sit inside on a little bench, and all I needed was some dynamite, and I could have been one of the first astronauts.
Rocket man, I love it.
Yeah, listen, I apologize for my bad language last night. I was very, very upset.
You were upset.
Your language in front of the lady, punk.
Yep, you betcha. Okay, now I disagree heartily with you on your synopsis of the president looking good and also the Republicans looking bad and the Democrats with their glorious, we're trying so hard. That's a crock of crap. They had from last year, all of last year, to pass a budget, and they didn't do it. And they left it deliberately so that we would not know just how bad they had spent our money and how much debt they had put us in. And now they're pretending, well, we're trying to compromise. Mm-hmm. Bull hockey. Now,
well, listen, Dan, I agree with you, but here's the problem. I agree with that, Republicans and the Democrats, but the problem is the president is positioning himself as Solomon. Listen, I'm trying to work this out, and they won't even do anything.
It's not going to fly, Kate. What's 100% of nothing?
Nothing.
Right. That's what your paycheck will be worth to everybody else in the United States and every debt we owe throughout the entire world if our money is no longer no good. Between Ben Bernanke, who's in on the fix by Obama and his crew to bankrupt this nation and take us to a socialist empire to where the elite rule like they did in the Soviet Union and the Politburo, that's what's going on. And he's doing everything he can to spend money. We're losing $400 million a day on this Libyan thing. And all this was to help him, help his Muslim brothers found a caliphate.
All right, we had to let you slide there. You're crashing up against the music, Dan. But on the Libyan front, I agree with you. That money that was just thrown into the wind, I think, at this point, and then the handoff to NATO and everything that's ensued since then, a ton being spent. Crazy. Coming up on the flip side, finally, we can count.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here we go, the Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys!
If you want it, here it is, come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right, 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is, come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
This edition of We Can Count. This one's for you, Dan in Texas. I think you'll get a grin out of this. Two actors, there's your number, Kevin Spacey and Alec Baldwin, were booted off of the congressional schedule on Tuesday. Gee, why do you think that happened? I heard one of them was pretty hot. I can't tell you which one. I mean, hot under the collar that this happened. Not hot, as in hot in the other sense of the word. So anyway, that was supposed to go on Tuesday, but guess what? Congress is trying to avoid a government shutdown. So instead, the two actors did sort of a short version of the remarks they were going to make before Congress in front of a full room of grassroots arts advocates, because it was Arts Advocacy Day. It was a big breakfast there, and the whole idea was, please save the arts, don't cut the arts, that kind of thing. Now, to be fair to both of these actors, the one thing that they did do is they did visit the troops at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, and that's, I think that's nice. And I guess some of the troops were pretty excited to meet them. Kevin Spacey was in a movie that I really, really loved, and I cannot think of it now. Remember Kaiser Soze? I kept saying it was a Kaiser Soze. Oh, The Usual Suspects.
Yeah, it's Kaiser Soze.
Kaiser Soze, and it's Usual Suspects. So Usual Suspects was high on my list. Gold is high on my list. How about yours? Gold arose again. I thought by the end of the year it would be up to maybe two, but you know what? It is up almost 1,500. It's getting close to that number. It topped out at 1,456.40. How about that? Silver, too, if you're watching silver, is at 39. By the way, for the gold, that's an ounce. Same thing, silver, it's an ounce. $39 an ounce. How about it? How about oil? Oil's at 108 on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Not great if you're looking at what you're going to pay at the pump. That's the problem there. But those are some pretty, pretty high numbers. Let me give you a few other quick numbers here, and then we're going to see if Izzy's going to hang around, and we'll go off to Izzy. Air Force spending buku bucks in Libya. If you were not for jumping into the middle of this thing, first we're in, then we're not in. What's going on with Muammar Gaddafi? Yeah, what happened there? A real stalemate. Might switch from senior to junior, one of them. In other words, a Gaddafi still in power. Perhaps that's the way this is all going to end up. Just for grins, I'll tell you about this. The Air Force is saying that they've been spending about $4 million a day to keep 50 fighter jets out there and 40 support aircraft in this Libyan conflict. The Air Force Secretary Michael Donnelly told that to reporters because they were curious about the money, which we all are, right? They spent so far $75 million as of Tuesday morning on the war. Yeah. Yeah, we had that in our back pockets, so we just pulled it out. All right, one last one. Customers of Verizon had their email addresses exposed in a massive online data breach last week. I think I mentioned this. It could be one of the biggest attacks in U.S. history now, they're saying. A computer hacker penetrated the online marketer Epsilon, which controls the customer email databases for a whole bunch of companies. Customers of about 50 companies, there's your number, from banks to retailers and throw in some hotels while we're at it, restaurants, had their names or email addresses exposed when that attack happened. Verizon, of course, is the largest U.S. mobile telephone carrier, and they told customers that it was part of that Epsilon breach. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter. If you've been compromised, you've been compromised, and all roads lead through Verizon. They had egg on their face, and, I mean, hey, they wanted to trace it back down, and they did do that. But you're not happy if you're a Verizon person and you get that little note about, yeah, your email address. Oh, that could be disastrous. In this age of identity theft and everything else. Izzy in Missouri, you have the floor. Hey, Izzy.
Hi.
How are you? We haven't talked to you in a while. How have you been?
I broke my hip.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you feeling better?
No.
Oh.
I'm just a pissy old lady. And I'm getting angrier by the day with this joker back east. I have to disagree with you on Obama coming out looking good. The only reason he will not pass a budget is because he will not let Planned Parenthood, a.k.a. taxpayer-paid-for abortions, go by the wayside and the EPA. And he said that because I read that article, probably the same one you did, where he was calling these people children.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, shut the hell up. I mean, he's acting like a petulant child himself because he still insists we should be paying for everybody's abortions. Well, I'm sorry, if you can't keep your legs together and you get pregnant, that's your problem, not my tax dollar.
Izzy, you're on fire.
I am because I'm angry because they're making it up. For once, we have some politicians that actually are trying to keep their campaign promises. And the damn Democrats are making them out to be ogres, and that's not true. Because I have been following this tooth and nail. By the way, right. Did I say leave Matt alone?
Leave Matt alone.
Leave him alone, that poor guy, because if you put me in a small enclosure, I guarantee you I would bust the side of a damn spaceship apart getting out. Poor guy.
Izzy, here's the thing. In looking at this, honestly, you know I'm not an Obama supporter. You know that I feel that he's been ineffective. But here's the bottom line. If we're just even put your personal feelings for aside and just raw numbers. And I talked to somebody, an insider today in Washington, who said, listen, you can look at this in every angle you want, but the bottom line is that there are people that we know that are going to vote for Obama. They're raising a gazillion dollars. He announced through email the other day. And the reason for releasing, like you said, the comments about you're acting like children, come on, we have to compromise, I'm willing to help, why will you do this, is because that raises his credibility in the eyes of many, maybe not you and me or Tea Party people or whatever anybody wants to call themselves, but there is a big thread across the nation that grabs onto that and they say, see, look at those Republicans. They wouldn't even compromise. They're just a bunch of bullies. Why wouldn't they do that? Look, the president's trying to reach out. He's trying to get the Republicans to agree, and look what they do to him. See, that's what I'm saying.
Look at the rest of the stuffy polls. Are you aware that the president of the United States is allotted $200,000 a year for entertainment, and that includes state dinners?
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of how much he and his other half have spent in 2 years, a little over 2 years?
How much have they spent?
Over $100 million between parties and traveling.
Well,
and they're getting away with it. Because I've been watching all these numbers, too. And I'll tell you, and it's every day, every day, every day. And I'm like, but you're lying. EPA is one of the most worthless organizations now, getting more and more bullish, and we're spending more and more money on them. And he does not want that to be cut in half. Why? They don't do jack crap.
Right, but it's part of the support of people who support Obama. Support the EPA.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. You're absolutely right. You can follow the bouncing ball, but here's the other side of this. Absolutely. Here's the other side of this. Who beats Obama, an incumbent president, in 2012? Who's the candidate?
Well, as of yet, I really don't know. I know it won't be Palin. God forbid it would be. But I'm kind of looking at Michelle Bachmann. That woman's got some moxie, and she also has a brain. However, I don't know if she will get the backing. But, God, we got to get rid of some of these old rhinos. Honest to Pete, some of them are just fools. And if we don't get some, well, they are. Come on.
I agree. No, I agree with you. That's part of the problem with the Republican Party is fractured.
Why did Arizona even put McCain back in, for crying out loud? But, you know, and one quick comment, too, on this Libya.
Yes?
And I listened to your expert last week.
Mm-hmm.
He was a professor from a university, was he?
Yeah.
Okay. He said under the Constitution, well, you know what? Look under the United States Code, Title 10. Obama did not have any authority, none, zip, nada, to send any planes in. And he literally violated American law by doing it, because you cannot do that without congressional approval.
But there was a way. Thanks, Izzy. There was a way. Got to let you slide. We were up against it. There was a way to get around that, and part of that was because of the UN resolution. I understand, because listen, it would make much more sense for Congress to have been involved in this in the first place, but they weren't going to sign off on it quickly enough. And with all the sidestepping in the beginning, that was the way to cut through it. So I believe he did gut the fish. Greg in Kansas, you're next.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in Rome, have their tools. Slaves built Lindsay with the rules.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you
wake up, America. Smell the coffee. It is definitely brewing. A lot is brewing in the overnight highway, and the buzz. Unfortunately, we're stuck with the numbers and this negative slide with what's happening to our tax dollars, let's be honest, and what's happening to our future, how much of our future is being leveraged, and then looking at it from political eyes as to what happens next time around. I think there's a lot of people that are unhappy with this administration, people even that did vote for Barack Obama, but trust me, not for nothing. Robert Gibbs, David Axelrod, they did a great job in getting Barack Obama elected. They're on the payroll in Chicago. They will turn this ship around for those who think that the president is going to go down in flames. And one of the things that the two of them are very good at doing is making the president look like he definitely wants cooperation out of the Republicans and the Democrats. And in this case, it's pound the Republicans into the ground because they won't compromise on the budget. And the reason they won't compromise on the budget is because they made campaign promises. We've been talking about it. Izzy brought it up again. She's right. Absolutely. The Tea Party, or not all Tea Party people, people that just voted for certain candidates like a Rand Paul in the Senate, people voted for him because he was about smaller government. He was about cutting all the nonsense out when it came to the deficit and not leveraging our future. He's just one of 89 freshmen that are looking at this with a different point of view and saying the payoff is I'm going to stand my ground for what I told people I was going to do when I was elected. So the Democrats have to turn that around as to, hey, you're not bullies on the playground. You don't just get your way. And that's how it's being played out. Ultimately, whatever drama is getting played out, it's you and I that pay the price. I don't care where you're living. Connecticut, a stone's throw away from Midtown Manhattan, somewhere there. The Space Coast. Quincy, Illinois. Burlington, Vermont, wherever. Dallas, Texas, Austin, Texas, I don't care. I know that we are united in this. Trust me, we are all taking it in the shorts. Greg in Kansas, hello, welcome to America Tonight.
Hello?
Hello, Greg.
Are you there?
I'm here. What's in your mind?
What's on my mind? Oh, I guess government. That seems to be on everybody's mind right now, you know?
Yeah.
Taxes, and I applaud the ones who are standing their ground on this budget because, like you said, that's why they were elected, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they told the people, hey, this is what I'm going to do, and they're actually doing it or trying to do it, you know, but we can't compromise now because then the people that voted for them are going to turn on them. If they compromise, so I don't blame them one bit for not compromising. You know, I mean, we're in bad shape. The only change Obama's brought to me is the change in my pocket, you know? So.
Yeah, you found that, you know, the change we can count on, I mean, being in all seriousness, even if you are card-carrying a member of the Republican Party or independent or whatever, you found that absolutely it's taken a chunk out of your livelihood.
Hey, I got knocked down from a full-time professor at a college to part-time. I'm one of those educated people out there that are having to work two jobs to make ends meet, you know?
Wow.
And it's rough, you know? And there are all these other cutbacks, you know, when Obama took office and he bailed all these companies out, I'd have let them go on belly up. It's their fault for getting in that situation. You know, I forget the name of the financial institution that didn't take his bailout money. I don't know if you remember or not, but
yes.
they shut their doors.
Yeah.
Because they knew that they got sucked into that game and they were in the wrong and they're like, you know, we're not going to get bailed out for this. And, you know, I thought that was very standing up of them to do that.
Well, and here's the problem, like AIG, if you go through AIG, any of the big banks, the banks too big to fail scenario, that's where that started in 2008 and carried over. And you're right. There was so much money that was thrown out. There's money missing. There was money that wasn't paid back. There was, or there still is money that's not paid back. There was money that was paid back, but then there was a profit made on that money. So there was huge bonuses. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, be accountable for your mistakes. I mean, we have to be, as citizens of the United States, we have to be accountable for our mistakes. So be accountable. You know, if you can't be accountable, then, you know, sorry. You know, I don't know. But it's just our country's in a mess, and, you know, then we go into Libya, and that just put us deeper in the hole, you know. And I don't know. And the administration won't allow are American companies to drill and put our people back to work in the Gulf, but we'll sure allow, you know, these other countries. And now I read something today, Cuba is going to start drilling in the Gulf. You know,
yeah.
What's our people?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, yeah, it's just way too much corruption, you know, all the way around.
And the Chinese are waiting in the wings to just take it all over.
Yeah, and look at these countries who are sitting back, not being involved with all these conflicts, you know, in Northern Africa. You know, Russia, they're sitting
back. Russia and China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we better keep our eye on Russia. You know, they're trying to rebuild, and they will be, you know, a powerhouse again. I guarantee you that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're not going to be able to do anything, you know, because we're in debt so much. And when these people want to start collecting on their debts, you know, what's going to happen? That's what worries me about our country, is because these people are going to collect on their debts one of these days, and they're going to do it when we're down on our knees. So.
Absolutely. And that's the worst time. I mean, you can't, once they call the marker in, and already they have called the marker in, because look at how they've had a pussyfoot around China in many cases. Think of the lead poisoning and the things that have happened and stuff that's had to be put up with because China has the massive amount of debt waving it over America's head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we're just going to cower down. We're not going to be the strong American country that people were afraid of back in the Reagan administration.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, perception is reality. Hey, you're a good caller. Keep doing it. Keep, you know, working those two jobs and keeping the faith that we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, Greg, and that someday it'll be restored back to what it was when you were a full-time professor and saw that chopped off. That's rough. And I've met so many people like Greg who, and here's a scenario. I know somebody like this in my own life. Somebody who killed themselves to get through school. They didn't have a handout, didn't have a silver spoon. Now are paying back student loans. And they have a job. They couldn't get a job in their field. And then they finally did. But then that job was taken away because of the economy. And then they're stringing jobs together and they have to pay these student loans. And they still have to pay a mortgage. And they're making $12.50 an hour, something like that. How do you do that? How do you stretch your money to cover all those markers that you, all those things? And you took the route of, okay, I'm going to get an education. I'm going to grab the brass ring. But then you did everything you could. But ultimately, there just weren't the right kind of jobs. It's one sector that we don't talk about enough, the underemployed. You have the unemployed, and then you have the underemployed. You know, talking about these McDonald's jobs that are going to happen here in the next couple of weeks, where 50,000 people will get jobs on April 19th, but the problem is, or April 18th, but the problem is the jobs are temporary jobs for the most part, not all, but most of them, and they pay like $8 to $10 an hour. So how are you living on that? You can't. That's the answer. Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell!